it's just been completely rewarding experience to go and get to appreciate it, and especially with the youth of this country that you sometimes take for granted that they don't know much about veterans or what they done or how their freedoms even came about. But it's just such a rewarding experience, and I would challenge any veteran in the community to go to any of the programs that schools have and just look at the smiles on the kids' face and just look at the true appreciation that the children have of the service that the veterans have done for the country. We've got some things going on now with the older maybe veterans or people in the country that don't always seem to be that patriotic. So just hopefully the youth can keep the trend going about honoring the veterans and what it means to a veteran to be recognized. I guess they get generic history of wars and stuff, but they don't go into details, and it's not personal to them like a grandfather or an uncle or just a neighbor or friend telling the story of what happened to them when they were serving their country. And it just makes it more personal, and the children they're like a sponge. They just thrive to hear that kind of stuff.
We need to remember our veterans throughout the year, not just one time a year. And I think that goes without saying. So just a handshake, a thank you for your service means a lot, doesn't it, Jack?
Yes, it certainly does. You'll see somebody with a military cap of some sort on, and you just go up and shake their hand and thank them for their service. And it's just so rewarding to see that happen, even if you're not on the receiving end of that. You know, the warmth that spreads with that handshake is it's just unbelievable.